Hello, hello. Good evening, ladies of No BS. I am Coach Lizzie. Welcome. I am filling in for the amazing and miraculous Coach Lisa tonight. And so you got me. We're here on the sex and body image, intimacy, all the things. Yes, good evening. Hey, Christy. So that's good that Christy can hear me, so I'm not talking into the void. Welcome. So this is definitely going to be a fun evening for all of us. It's definitely a little bit different for me that I don't usually host these calls, so we're going to have a good time. So this is a live coaching call, so I would love for you to raise your hands. Anything that you want to talk about is totally fair game. We can talk about sex, intimacy, body image, weight loss, all of the above. It is all fair game. So I would love for you to raise your hands. And what's interesting as we think about the topic tonight with sex and intimacy and body image, that oh, thanks, Christy. Christy says I'm gonna have to use my Delilah voice tonight. I don't know that I really have one. I'm gonna work on that. And when one of the things that I love talking about body image because I am a strong believer that we can feel amazing and beautiful and confident in our bodies no matter our size. That's not to say that, like, you want to lose weight, amazing. Yes, fantastic. But, like, you can still embody that energy and the, like, self-love that you want to have, whatever size you're at. And my personal story, it involves this a little bit that, like, yes, obviously, I wanted to have weight loss, but I got to a place where I was like, diet and exercise are not making me happy. It does not matter what the scale says, what I see in the mirror. I'm just forever not there. And so I was like, I got to figure this out. Like, the diets, like, they're not helping me. They're not working for me because it does not matter. I am still not feeling good and confident in this. Walking miracle that I get to walk around in every day, which I call my body. Of course, at the time, I was like, it didn't feel so miraculous. And so I literally spent a year just focusing on how do I love this body, this vessel today? What's going right today? Like, I could find a thousand things that were going wrong, but what could I find that's going right today? And as a lover of science, as a nerd, as a middle school science teacher, I was like, let's break it down to the molecules and the carbon dioxide and the oxygen. That's literally where I started. I was like, I'm gonna start with my heart and my lungs. I don't know exactly how they do it, but somehow my heart and my lungs exchange oxygen and carbon dioxide, and they just presto changeo make that work. How? I don't know. That's kind of amazing. And so that is where that is carbon dioxide to oxygen. That is where my body image began to change, where I started to look inside. Thank you, Christy. Yes, the alveoli. We can bring in a little science lesson in here too. That is where I began to learn that not just learn, but like teach myself that I could learn to love my body regardless of what I saw in the mirror, regardless of what I saw on the scale. And then I could start to tune in because as we bring this into, intimacy and, sex and body image and so forth, there are so many times where you might be with a partner and, things are beginning to, get hot and heavy and it's great. And suddenly you're like all up in your head. And you're like, oh my God, what if the hands go there and don't touch it? Whoa, did you just feel my rolls? And just like, ah. And boy, does that kill the vibe. Instead, if you can like lean into what is working about my body today, not just working, but like, what can I feel grateful for? My arms get to wrap around the people I love. My legs get to walk me to wherever we're going. Again, my heart and my lungs exchange the oxygen. My kidneys do good stuff, eliminate things. My reproductive organs amazingly, allow me to experience great feelings and also perhaps, produce a whole new human. Crazy stuff. And so there's lots of things about your body that you can appreciate today. So if you want to talk about body image, intimacy, I'm here for it. Let's go. All right. Amazingly, we've already got a hand raise. I'm so excited. So we're going to have Brenda come up and we're going to do some coaching. And anyone else, I definitely encourage you to raise your hand, put your questions into the Q&A, and let's just have some great coaching tonight. Here we go. Hi, Brenda.
Hey there.
How you doing?
I'm all right. My question, this is really good timing because I've been talking to my accountability partners a little bit tonight about a little bit of an internal dilemma I'm having. I have not been really going out places since I've gained weight as of late. And I have an event coming up this weekend. And I keep telling myself that I shouldn't go, or I don't deserve to go, or I don't want to go because of, basically my clothes not fitting and I just feel uncomfortable. So I'm really punishing myself for the weight gain by not going.
Okay. If you were in a smaller body, would you want to go?
Yes.
Tell me a little more about that. Oh, what would interest you about this event?
It's my friend's birthday party. I did a little bit of planning and stuff for this party and I know I should go now regardless because it's her birthday and I did do some planning, but I'm just feeling in the dumps about going at all and I'm starting to think about, okay, what kind of excuse could I come up with? I know
Sure,
that
yeah.
sounds terrible, but it's like, oh, I just don't want to go.
Okay. So part of you feels this innate desire to go. What is holding you back? What is telling you I shouldn't go? Or I even heard you say I don't deserve to go. What's that voice about?
It's just about it's about the weight gain. It's about my clothes not fitting, and I just feel uncomfortable and I know all these people from, like when I was smaller, and I just don't want to face it, face them. And my mind tells me, yes, these people really are not going to give a crap what I look like. And I know this, but it's me.
Totally acknowledge that. If there was another guest who had been invited, would and they wanted to come, but they were second guessing themselves, just imagine it's some other person, a lovely, kind person. Would you want them to come regardless of whether, what the size of their clothes were?
Of course, that's kind of what my accountability partners were, trying to get across to me.
Okay. So part of you wants to go. If it were someone else, you would not judge them. You would say, of course, they should come if they would enjoy it. And then there's the very real parts of you that feel, I don't want to put words in your mouth. So there's hesitation. So you feel
Shame.
what? Shame. Okay. What's the sentence in your head that's creating the feeling of shame?
I think it just has to do with the weight gain, but I don't really know. Like maybe that might like your clothes don't fit, or it's embarrassing, or I'm not really sure exactly what the sentence is.
Okay. What's the problem with having put on weight? Let's depersonalize it. Like if another guest had put on weight, what's the problem with that? Why would that be a problem?
Well, it wouldn't be for them, but it makes me feel ugly or, I don't know, embarrassed.
Okay. So when you think about you showing up, having gained some weight, you don't like the way your clothes fit, you feel ugly, you feel embarrassed. Okay. What is the point of this get together?
Oh, it's to celebrate my friend's birthday, and also it was that we got a hotel room and to get away for the weekend.
Okay. And 20 years from now, who is going to remember the fit of your clothes?
Nobody.
Will you?
Yeah, probably because my friend is a picture taker, and that's part of the thing that I don't appreciate about it.
Okay. I mean, let's call that out. Let's acknowledge that. That's real. That's uncomfortable. Okay. So 20 years from now, no one else will remember how your clothes fit or how you look in pictures. You might, and that's real. What do you want to remember about this event if you go?
I just want to like remember celebrating with my friends and having a nice weekend with my fiance and yeah, enjoying myself and getting away since it's been so cold and miserable out.
Okay. Yeah. And is that something that's possible to do today at your current size?
Yeah. It is.
What's holding you back?
If I can get past those feelings of disliking myself or disliking the way my body is right now.
Totally fair. What would be if we go from a negative thought of like, I don't like the way I look, I don't like the way I feel, to just a neutral thought, what would be a neutral thought?
I think it would be that I have extra weight on my body.
Compared to what?
I mean, compared to like how I used to look, or I'm not sure.
Okay, perhaps compared to how you used to look, but also like perhaps compared to another person, you might
Yeah.
be a slimmer body.
Yeah, that's possible.
Okay. So, how would it feel to say, I have a body and I'm wearing clothes?
Yeah, that's more neutral, less, yeah, that's a little bit more neutral. It feels a little bit better.
Okay. If you did decide to go to this party, what could your body allow you to experience at this party?
I could actually get there and have fun. I, might not be thinking about that. Might get there with my friends and, and actually have a good time.
Okay. I mean, is there the possibility of maybe dancing on at the party or anything like that?
Yes.
Is that something that you enjoy at all?
I do. But I have not been doing that at all.
Okay. Do you feel like in your current body that that is something that you are able to do and enjoy?
No.
Okay. Got it. Could you greet your friends with hugs? Would that be likely? Is that something you enjoy?
Yes.
And so is that something that you can perhaps even appreciate about that your body lets you experience regardless of your size?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. And if you chose not to go, what would you miss out on?
Well, I think my friend would feel bad that I didn't come to her party. And I think that my fiance would be upset because he wanted to go away for the weekend, and I might actually miss having a good time.
Okay. And what would be a good time about it?
It would be more be the experience, I guess, seeing everybody I haven't seen in a long time and just having fun, listening to music.
Is that something that you can do in any size of a body?
Yes.
I would like your permission here. I'm curious about a line of questioning related to your fiance wants to go away for the weekend. Is that an area we could explore?
Sure.
Okay. So what might you be able to enjoy spending time with your fiance about?
I mean, I think, just we all kind of hang out together, so I think just getting out and socializing and whatever with him without just sitting at home doing the
Okay.
same old thing.
Is that something you can do in your body today?
Yes.
What would you need to think that would help you enjoy being present at the party, socializing, and getting out of the house?
I think that I think some of the realistic stuff, like, I know that other people there, number one, don't care. Number two, they're, going to be drinking and doing their own thing, and they're not even going to be thinking about what I'm doing. So, thinking that, and I was telling accountability partners that, I can still be working on myself while I'm out. Like, I can have extra weight and be working on myself at the same time while I'm out.
Sure. Yeah. Can I share with you a kind of an analogy that struck me once?
Yes.
I remember, at the beginning of the call, I talked about like I spent a whole year working on my body image. And I remember having this moment where I was like, why am I working so hard? What do I even care? What's the point of all of this? And the answer that came back was like, well, I mean, I want to look good for my husband. I guess I like to look good in clothes. Want to feel good in my clothes. And I had this like visual image of if I were to go to Starbucks and someone is leaving as I'm walking in the door and they open the door, they hold the door for me. This person sees me. We freeze frame. If we rewind the tape. And earlier in the day, I'm like, oh my God, these pants don't fit. They're like biting into my belly. And I just don't, all the negative junky thoughts, like just carrying like a backpack of like yucky, yucky, negative cloud of thoughts. I'm carrying that with me as I walk into the Starbucks and this person who's holding the door for me sees me. We freeze frame again, rewind back the day, alternate beginning, which is, oh, I don't love the fit of these pants. Okay, I wish I was able to fit in this size, but I would feel more comfortable in the size bigger. So I'm going to put that other size on. I'm going to feel good about myself. And nothing's perfect, but my legs are walking me to the Starbucks and I love me some Starbucks. And so I can feel good about what's going on with me today. I get to the Starbucks. This person's holding open the door. They see me. And I ask myself, what's the difference in what they see? And I was like, nothing. Whether it's my husband, the stranger at the Starbucks, my kids, my friends at the party, they see the same thing. Whether I have a terrible story in my head or a great story in my head. And I was like, if it doesn't matter to them, why don't I just stack the deck in my favor and tell myself a better story? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, that's true. I mean, if I go anyways, no matter what I'm thinking, it's only me that's judging myself, really.
Exactly. And that is hard to hear, but also the best news because you get to choose the direction of your thoughts on purpose. So, Brenda, if you chose to go to this event, what thoughts would help you have the best time possible? What thoughts would help you I mean, we're not gonna like say, airy fairy rainbowy stories where like I'm the sexy goddess, like all that, unless you think that, which would be great. But like, what is a realistic thought that you could walk into the party, the room, on the arm of your fiance and be like, I ain't perfect, but I'm damn well gonna have a good time tonight. What would that thought be like?
I mean, that one fits a lot better. And yeah, I mean, I guess just allowing myself to live my life while I'm working on myself. That kind of thought actually feels pretty good.
Cool. How are you feeling?
Pretty good about it. I think I need to like reread my, conversation with my accountability group and,
Yeah.
maybe listen to this because, it's just me really getting in my own head.
And we all do that. We all do that. Something that helped me was thinking about like who is an example of someone famous who is a larger size, who like I admire her energy because she's like, you're welcome, world. Here I am. And I think of like Oprah. She's sort of more my generation. I'm like, she is a freaking badass in any size she shows up in. And it's like, if she can do that. And of course, yes, she's got her own inner, worries and insecurities, but it's like, I can admire someone of a larger size. If I can admire somebody like that, why can't I admire myself? And I have so much, yeah, Christy said Lizzo. I have so much admiration for someone who's like, here I am. Let's go. Let's have a good time. And it's not about being perfect. It's about the energy you bring. And I would be willing to bet that the people at that party want to see you, Brenda, in your loving, amazing energy. They don't want to see Brenda who's saying, oh, I don't deserve to be here because my clothes feel a little tight. That's not who they want to see because you're amazing.
Awesome.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Brenda, for raising your hand. And if you do decide to go, I would love for you to share about it in the Facebook group and tag me and just say, I went to the party and here's how it went.
Okay. I will. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you. Thanks so much for
Thank
raising your
you.
hand.
Bye.
Bye. Ah, so good. It's hard sometimes to step out, especially when you're like not feeling super confident with yourself, but again, the people that are there want you. They're not interested in your jean size. They're not interested in you making yourself small mentally. They're like, we love your energy. We love who you are. We love the energy that you bring. Okay. So we've got Zoom user is here. Who is it going to be?
I don't know how to change it. So
Hello.
I
Welcome.
was
What's your
able to change
name?
it. Carissa.
Clarissa?
Carissa.
Carissa. Hi, Carissa.
Yes.
Great to meet you.
Hey. Yeah, you actually coached me a while back. And so I wanted to talk to you tonight. I'm getting to a spot on the park. So
Sounds good. Great to see you
sorry,
again.
is it bothering you that I'm walking?
Not one bit. Keep
Okay.
going.
So yeah, I can't believe I'm gonna ask what I'm gonna ask. So this and tell me if it's not okay. I know this is about sex and body image, and that's what it's connected to.
All good.
You had coached me a while back. I don't like how much I'm drinking, and I'm still working on that. But one of the biggest holdbacks on why I don't want to stop drinking when I'm with my husband is because I'm just having problems wanting to have sex when I'm not drinking. And I keep shitting on myself as far as my thoughts go, because what one of my problems is he's put on about 30 pounds in the last year, year and a half, something like that. And although he loves me at all the different sizes, I think I'm actually more visual than he is. And so I struggle with the thoughts of
wanting to give up the alcohol when I'm with him, because then the sex is not as good. And so I want, and I know that's probably not true, but I can't find a thought to help me get there.
So first, I just want to really acknowledge what you're saying, that like it's so normal that we're visual people and we want to be visually and physically attracted to our partners. He's put on some weight that adjusts your sort of intrinsic level of attraction. And so you're like, alcohol just kind of makes that a little bit easier to blur the edges a little bit. Makes sense. Before we get into what you could do differently, what is the story you're telling yourself about the fact that he's gained weight, and what does that mean to you?
Well, I have been working really hard on myself for the last at least 4 years. I was lifting weights. I'm not doing that right now. I'm just mainly walking and exercising and watching what I'm eating and all that stuff. And he just doesn't seem to care as far as what he eats or, and I keep asking if he'll work out with me. We have discussed this, that I am a visual person. And I mean, it makes me feel horrible that I think that. We've been married almost 31 years. And I've been probably close to 250, and he has never said a word. Didn't bother him, and so, sort of feels crappy that I feel that way.
So you're judging yourself for judging him.
Oh, absolutely.
What could it, what could help you let go of that self-judgment first? I don't know what.
I mean, I guess maybe to think those thoughts are normal, but I don't know that I feel like that's true.
May I offer some ideas? Okay. So you've been working really hard on yourself. You've been paying a lot of attention to how you move your body, to exercise, to what you eat. That's occupied a lot of your brain space. And I don't want to put thoughts in your head, but there's a possibility that part of the reason why you do that is, of course, to feel good in your own skin, but also to feel attractive to him, maybe. And so it would be natural for you to be like, hey, tit for tat, I'm paying attention to me, you pay attention to you, right? Like we do this together, right? Why would that be so normal?
Because I know I can't control him. I know I need to let him be on his own journey. But I feel like when it affects both of us, that it's not just his journey, you know?
Makes so much sense. And what I'm trying to say is like it's so normal for you to perhaps have judgment around him not taking the same level of care of himself as you take care of yourself. There's not only like how much mental and emotional and physical effort you put into taking care of you, but there's the society standards as well. And it's like there's a lot of shoulds there.
I got a
And
lot of shits in my head.
probably on for both yourself and for him.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm working on it, but
And what's interesting, Carissa, I think that, you know, we have some, you know, we talked in the past about alcohol and so forth. So we have some similar journeys. There was a time when I was first working for Noom. And so like I'm getting into my weight loss and I'm like, ooh, I'm a brand new swanky weight loss coach. And I was just judging the hell out of my husband. And I was like, he should fill in the blank. And it was really getting into my head until I used actually Byron Katie's work. Have you ever heard of her?
I have, yep, I listened to her.
Okay.
Yep.
And so she's got the four questions, which is it true? Do you know it's true? How do you treat yourself and others when you believe that thought? And who would you be without that thought? Which we can go through those four questions, but what really helped me was the turnarounds. And so my thought was he should, whatever, eat better, let's just say. And so if we flip that around, the first flip is he should not eat better. What are examples of that? And I was like, all right, I suppose like it's not necessarily my job to police how he eats and so forth or how he takes care of himself. And then there's the middle flip is to the other, which doesn't always kind of work and so forth. But the third one is to kind of personalize it, is like my thoughts should be better, of like I was basically assuming I knew what was right for him. And that was what helped me sort of let go of like his journey is his journey. I don't have to assume I know what's best for him. And that really helped me let go of, here's what I'm doing for me, therefore you should do the same for you, and just be like, here's what I'm doing for me. I'm staying in my lane. I don't know what's right for you. I don't know what's happening in your head. And I have more to say, but before I keep going, let me just pause and be like, where's that landing for you?
I agree. And there's times that I can get there. Like, I don't ride him anymore about like his choices of what he eats, or I don't make faces anymore. The subtle stuff we do.
Right.
But it's still, that lands. I guess what I'm struggling with is then how do I change my thoughts about being physically attracted to him when he's not really trying to improve anything?
I'm so glad you asked that because that was the more stuff I had to say. So our brains are amazing, amazing things. That whatever you look for, your brain will be like, oh, that's important. Let's bring up more of that. And so, if you look for the ways that he's not taking care of himself, the ways that he's not as attractive as he used to be, your brain will find examples of that. Conversely, if you're like, okay, brain, what do I love about this man today? What do I find hot and sexy about this man today? And it could be, I love the fact that he does the dishes, because I freaking hate doing the dishes, but he does that for me and I love that. And it may not be hot and sexy, but it's like awesome. You know, what do I, if you're looking for what do I love and appreciate about this man, I tell you what, give it a week, 10 days, your brain will begin finding some things. And I'm not going to say that the 30 pounds he's put on is going to disappear from your vision, but it's like, seeing things from a different perspective, your brain will highlight the things that are amazing and will mute the things that are like, not that great.
Yeah,
Can you
that
give
makes sense.
me two or three things that you can think of that you do find loving and attractive about him?
Oh, I mean, he's a hard ass worker, and yeah, he does the dishes lately a lot. If he's home, he's making sure the sink's empty, and he'll turn on the robot. I like clean floors more than I like clean dishes, and we have three dogs inside, so he'll turn on the robot, to he won't necessarily get the vacuum or the broom out, but he'll turn on the robot and make sure the floors are clean before I come home. So he is a very loving man. We've had some struggles in the last few years just because, you get complacent after 30 years of marriage. So yeah, I mean, I think that has been some of it, but yes, I do absolutely see how focusing on that could help a lot.
Okay. I tell you what, I love experiments. And so if we just take an experiment of like for the next week, each day you look for what do I find attractive about him? And just ask yourself that once a day. And then send me a note and ask coaches and just let me know what like if you're like it changed nothing, that's also data. And we can find a different, experiment to try. But what do you think?
Yeah, I can do that.
Okay. I appreciate that. And in regards to alcohol, is that something that you want us to discuss or like it is what it is for now? We're just going to work on my level of attractiveness to him.
No, I'm working on that. I'm actually doing another course right now just for the week. The Naked Mind. I think we've talked about that before. So I'm digging in on that part. Doing like a 5-day seminar type thing with her. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know yet how to dig into all that because definitely. I feel like I'm probably can get control of my nighttime drinking by myself easier than I'm gonna be able to do that with him right now. So, I am trying to put it on like I haven't been so I plan all my food. I mean, I've been planning for months now, but I don't put my drinks on the plane. So I did today. Decide that I'm going to start putting my drinks on the plan, even if I blow it, even if I don't stick to the two that I say I'm going to have. Just putting it and getting more curious with why, what's going on there. So,
I love you said the magic word, curious.
yeah, I'm trying.
And just to normalize, like I have done the Sunnyside app and the like, I committed to this many. And when I went over that, like all the shame, all the judgment and self-criticism, I would really, really, really love to, for you to invite in just the curiosity and be like, what was my brain thinking that I wanted more? That what would more do for me? And just be curious. And
Okay.
so gentle with yourself.
Yeah, that's definitely a new feeling. So I'm doing a lot better on all everything else as far as being gentle to myself, but the drinking still has got some shame attached to it. So I'm working on it. So.
Well, and the reason why there's shame is because you have some kind of a you have a moral judgment. There's some
Right.
rule in your history, your makeup that's like drinking too much is bad because.
Right.
And is it? Like, says who?
Yeah.
Just question that.
Yeah, I've been talking to ask coaches. I have no idea who I've been talking to, but been talking to them some, so live coaching always helps me a little bit more.
Amazing.
So, okay. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Before you go, where are you?
I'm at the park in Canton and I don't know, so I was on a Zoom call earlier and I blurred my background and now I can't figure out how to blur it. So and put my name back in my Zoom thingy. So it's like, but yeah, I went
Well,
to the park today. It's beautiful. I live in Texas. It was beautiful. We go from really ridiculous cold for like 3 days to 105 degrees. So beautiful weather today. I was out walking.
Lovely. Well, it's a lovely kind of blurred hue behind you, and I am hopeless when it comes to Zoom controls on the phone, so I don't know if I can help you there.
Yeah, I was able to figure it out on that other one how to change my name, and I might have.
Woo! And there she goes. Okay. I bet she was trying to adjust her controls, and she managed to hang up. We'll just roll with everything here tonight. So, I don't have any Q&As and I don't have any hands raised. We still have some time left on our call, so I would love for anyone to go ahead and raise their hand for we'll just talk about whatever is going on in your thoughts, and we can talk about body image, we can talk about how this relates to intimacy, those sorts of things. Let me just catch up here on the chat. Sophie said, I noticed I'm being hard on myself in several areas of my life, and I've been trying to notice where I have not good enough thoughts. It's really hard though sometimes. I don't realize where I think that way. And it's so similar. I do those things anyway, and I'm just the harshest critic. I'm working on stressing myself less. Sophie, that's such a good point. We all have an inner critic. Like it comes with your human card, like it's built in, and it's not bad. It doesn't sound fun, but the inner critic serves a purpose. It is to try and help you stay within the good graces of the tribe and not get eaten by something with really large pointy teeth. So if you can, instead of being like, God, my inner critic just sucks, What if you could turn towards that inner critic voice and be like, hey, what's going on here, sweetie? Like, you're yelling at me, and I have a feeling that your yelling is like a front, it's a smoke screen for something else. Like, what are you trying to protect me from? So, great job, Sophie, on noticing that inner criticism. And if you could just kind of get curious about it and turn towards that inner critic voice, it could be interesting to find out what it's trying to protect you from. So we've got Cheryl has raised her hand. I have invited Cheryl to join. And then we've got iPhone has raised her hand as well. So we'll see what happens. Hey, Cheryl.
Hi, and I see people have put in questions, so I don't want to take up too much time. But since you said you didn't have anybody, I said, let me.
I love that you're here.
I like that you opened it up a little bit broader than just the typical, what the topic is. And it does align because it is about body image. I'm going on a trip, March 13th to Ireland, and I have always used and used trips or when I'm going to go see my old friends as an incentive to drop some weight, and I'm like, what the heck? It's like, not only did I not drop it, I gained a couple of pounds. And I really feel, I don't know, it's just. And it's kind of depressing because I don't think I'm so vain that I want to be, but I just want to feel good and, feel like I look good in my clothes. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I need to, I don't want to waste these like over 3 weeks we have till the trip. I do want to be able to. I'm working with a trainer twice a week and I'm stronger than I was, but I'm not weighing less. So I just want to be able to put that in perspective.
Amazing. So, 15 years from now, looking back on this trip, what do you want to remember?
Good question. I want to remember. The sights and the experiences, So I've been wanting to go to Ireland. All my good friends have gone, it seems. I'm the one who hasn't gone, and I do have some Irish heritage, so I wanna, visit. We are gonna visit those places and just make, a connection there. Yeah.
And so is that something you can do at this weight, at 5 pounds less, 5 pounds more?
Yes. That's a very good, thought-provoking question. It definitely is because, thank God, I'm grateful that I'm fit. I'll be able to do the walking or a little hiking or, whatever. So,
That's
yep.
amazing. And so I really want to validate the desire to look good, to, want to see the pictures and be like, oh, that's a good picture of me. I mean, I'm the first one to admit whenever there's a picture taken, there could be five, seven, 10 people in the picture, and I'm looking at one. One. Like, that's the only person I see in the picture. So it's so normal. And talk to your future self. Your future self is saying, Cheryl, do not miss this opportunity of a beautiful experience to a beautiful country with beautiful people and beautiful friends to live and be present and enjoy it. And the fact that your legs can walk and you can, you're, you know, you can see the sights. So your eyes bring you the sights. Your mouth brings you the taste of Guinness beer and Irish whiskey. And so we could talk all day about how to lose weight before this trip, but that's not what you're going to remember. What you're going to remember is the things you see, the laughs you have, the hugs you enjoy, So, like, what's it really about?
Yeah, absolutely. That really puts it into perspective. So I
Yeah.
think I'm good with that, because I can't like beat myself up about the past, and it is, I mean, I thought I had months to do this, and here we are, but it's still.
Well, as an aside, I mean, still fully stand by everything I just said, but like when we have a trip, a wedding, a reunion, a whatever, a timeline where we're like, I'm gonna lose weight by the thing so that I'll look good for it, them, the pictures, whatever. Some people find that motivating, and some people can do a great job losing weight temporarily. But a lot of times, what that does actually is it actually can backfire because the date of the trip, the reunion, the whatever is fixed. And as soon as you're like, I'm going to lose 10 pounds by my next birthday, every single day that passes between now and the birthday, the trip, the reunion is one less day you have to achieve the goal. And suddenly you get tight and you have a scarcity of time. And what happens when we feel scarce? Our brains are like, eee! Let's get tight. I don't feel good. And then when I don't feel good, what do I want? I want to feel better. What helps me feel better? Food. So that's why time-bound goals can sometimes backfire. It's not your fault. It's just your brain being a brain. And so I would rather you focus on what are the actions that are going to lead to the outcome I want, and how can I make my actions the win? Stopping at enough, drinking my water, getting in some walks, whatever it is that makes you feel good.
That sounds great. Yes, I'm glad you said that because I will focus on the walking to build up my stamina. That's something I can definitely do every day until March 13th. So, thank you.
Great. You're so welcome. And please share some pictures
I
in the Facebook
will.
group. Let
I
us know how it
will.
goes. Ireland, such a beautiful country.
Yeah, I'm excited. So thank you so much, Coach Lizzie. Appreciate
You're
it.
welcome, Cheryl. Thank you for raising your hand. I have seen your name so many different places, so it's great to finally put a face to the name.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
All right. We've got a couple of questions, and Terry has also raised her hand. So I'm going to pull Terry up while I answer some questions. Anonymous says, oh, thank you. I love your podcast. Thank you so much, Anonymous. How does your light theory work with your body acceptance? You're the best, Lizzie. Ah, thank you, Anonymous. Okay, so thank you for mentioning my podcast. I have a podcast that's called The Confident Body Podcast, and my book is called Light, The New Psychology of Weight Loss. So, how does light work with body acceptance? Such a good question. And I can't remember which chapter. I want to say it's 16, talks about body image and the scale. Y'all, writing a book is such a crazy experience, but sometimes you get on a topic where you're like, I'm so passionate about this and it's just gonna flow. And the body image chapter was like that. So, how does light appear, approach body image? So, first of all, learn with the beginner's mind. So, how can you look at your body from a beginner's mind, instead of it should look like this, it shouldn't look like that, and be like, what if I didn't know what my body should look like? What if I could just be like, wow, this body walks me around all day, and isn't it amazing that my fingers so perfectly fit in my nose? How did God know how to do that? Like, again, that's kind of a silly example, but like, that's a first place to start. L is learn with a beginner's mind. I investigate with curiosity. What can you be curious about with your body? What do you like? What do you not like? Why? Who says that you're supposed to be a size 8 or 10 or whatever? Like I've never, I wouldn't say never in my life, but like it's been a while since I've been a size 8. Like I don't know who actually does that. Good for them. But like how can I investigate and be curious about what feels good for me? What makes me feel good in my body? What kind of thoughts? Gather data. What kind of clothes make me feel good? What kind of movement makes me feel good? You know, body image and body acceptance is so much more than how you look. It's how you feel. It's how you move in the world. It's like the textures you get to feel, the things you get to see, the glorious taste you get to enjoy. Harness your results. What do I not like? I don't like it when my pants are too tight and they're strangling my organs. Okay, so I deserve to wear clothes that fit today, not the body I think I'm supposed to have. So I can love my body enough to wear clothes that serve me and fit me today. Because I know when I feel good in my clothes, I show up better, I make different choices, I feel better about myself. Whereas if I'm wearing clothes all day that make me feel kind of ugh, I'm gonna feel ugh and I'm gonna eat ugh. And so that's a way you can kind of harness your results. And finally, tend your garden. So tend your garden means like you can be adaptable to the different seasons of your life. And so there's going to be times where you're higher in your range and lower in your range. How can you be adaptable and love yourself throughout all of that? But most of all, kind of like what I was talking to Cheryl about, is like, why? Why do you want to choose these things? What feels good? And again, we can talk about all of the different tactics to lose weight, but it's like, how do you want to feel? You want to feel confident. You want to feel, good in your clothes. You want to feel strong. You want to feel healthy. You can do that at a lot of different sizes. And so, how can you find the feeling that you want to feel in little bits today? So, for example, if you want to feel strong, how did I feel strong enough today to open up the drawers to pull out my shirt for the day? I was strong enough to accomplish that task. All right, there's a win. So look for how you want to feel. Okay, that was such a great question. Thank you so much for asking that. Janet said, you mentioned earlier about your negative thoughts kill your mojo during intimacy. How in the moment can you turn that around? Ooh, great question. So I can't speak for anybody else, Janet, but I would say when my thoughts are getting, all torqued up in my head, I'm like really in my head versus in my body, I will try and pay attention to a feeling. That like what I wouldn't say I pay attention to what does it feel like to have my feet on the floor. I'd be more like paying attention to my husband and like what does it feel like to kiss him? Like just like pay attention to like one part of the whatever's going on. What does this thing feel like? Or like if my hand is on him somewhere or his hand is on me somewhere, really like narrow in on like what does that feel like? And so, what you're doing with that is you are taking your brain out of the past or the future, out of rumination and like what ifs, and into the present. And you can ground yourself in the present by using your senses. So, particularly during intimacy, one of the main senses is feel, but there's others. There's smell, there's taste, there's perhaps vision, like unless you got your eyes closed, all that. And so, ground yourself in your senses. Cool. All right. We've got two other questions I will definitely answer before we're done, but I don't want to keep Terry waiting. So Terry, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you. This is just totally spontaneous. So
Great.
I just need some help. And the earlier caller about not wanting to get together with friends. Okay, I have a group of women that we've been all on our weight loss journeys, and the majority of them have been on GLP-1s and have lost a significant amount of weight. And I lost my job and I have continuously put on weight. So, looking, I know I will be judged. I have to just be okay with that because it's just been part of our journey. You know, they have found a solution and I haven't. And I'm embarrassed. But I am trying to do what you are sharing is going in with my light, you know, and I've been trying to find the clothes. I've been trying to think about humor and lightness and, you know, what have I been doing on this? I lost my job. So what have I been doing and all the fun, you know, quirky things that it's been versus bringing the heaviness, you know, the physical heaviness and the emotional heaviness to the group. I don't know. I'm just looking for some, you know, I don't know what's natural. I mean, I am jealous. My doctor doesn't recommend the GLP-1 for me. And
Okay.
yet I haven't been able to get any traction on my own weight loss journey.
Yeah.
I'm
Before
happy
we,
for them.
yeah.
But I'm jealous, I'm jealous at the same time.
For sure. And let's just validate that. Absolutely. They've got weight loss traction. You want that too. They have something that you would like to enjoy and you envy that. So natural. I want to circle back to you said, I know I'm going to be judged. How do you know?
It's always, everybody always comments on the weight.
Okay.
It's usually, oh, you've lost so much weight. They're not going to say, and I always say it, yes, I've put on some pounds. So I don't feel awkward in the look. I mean, I know the look because I've done it too. I've done it too. I'm so
Okay.
embarrassed, but I mean, they're very attractive women, and they're in different positions in life, and we're all in different seasons right now, and I need to honor that. But I'm like, I hope our friendship is deeper than that. But this is a part of it,
Okay.
the physicalness of it all.
Yeah. Are you more worried about their judgment or your own?
It's probably more my own. I mean, they will do a look, and I'll know the look,
Okay.
and the other thing that's so hard is they always walk behind me, so I know that they're assessing, and it feels hurtful sometimes. So that's why I always put myself down. Like, yes, I've gained weight. I always come back with, I'm working at it. I'm working on myself. And yet they see no proof of that, or it appears they see no proof of that because it's not in a physical form.
Okay. So they see, you assume they only are looking at one metric of evidence that you're working on yourself.
Well, it's a major, major piece
Okay.
of evidence. It's not all that. I mean, they're lovely women, but we've grown up together in a culture, and I've not been able to keep up with them in the weight loss journey.
Okay. So first, let's just acknowledge that based on your human DNA, you want to fit in with the tribe and you feel like you don't fit in, and that is a survival level safety threat to your nervous system.
It
That's
is.
not something that you can, just gloss over and smile through. It's like your nervous system is like, we don't feel safe. Okay.
Yeah,
Makes sense.
and I always come home feeling terrible about who I am. And even though I've done better, and I really have to like have the self-talk, and I work on the protocols to like, okay, and what will I eat? What won't I eat? What will I drink? What, because I mean, they monitor everything. Mean, yeah, it is what it is.
Okay. So we can acknowledge that it's very normal for you to have these thoughts, to feel judged, to judge yourself. We can look at the self-judgment and see if you can kind of give yourself some compassion and
Yeah,
some
I need to keep
grace.
dialing that down so I don't keep doing the hurtfulness back to myself.
Exactly. But let's take this to a higher level. Like, why do you want to go?
Well, so one of the things, they are funny. They are funny women, and it brings, if I let myself relax, and sometimes if I have alcohol, I'm much more relaxed,
Okay.
but I always have to worry about the driving home, and then which is too much because I don't drink very much. So I'm a cheap date, and I can get sloshed pretty easy.
So I enjoy the laughter with them, and we all are, we've been friends for 40 years. It's just, I'm a little je I don't have to get over that, but I feel a little jealous on that.
So I want to acknowledge that. But let's bring this back to, we've been friends for 40 years. Why do you want to spend time with these people, with these ladies?
Again, they're funny. They have been through many seasons. We've been through a lot of seasons of our lives together, and it just feels like a sisterhood, just like, and we're all trying to find our new ways. I think that's maybe, I'm afraid to let that go. And that, I don't know. I think I want, so I want to believe that there's still goodness for us to be connected, because I think God has a plan, and I don't know what it all is, and I'm trying to figure that out. Like, I've asked that, should I let this these friendships go? You
Because they
know?
lose weight, lost weight, and you haven't?
And
Let's do a
the
thought experiment.
okay.
In full disclosure, what I'm about to say, we are not hoping this happens. But hypothetically, you go on this trip, they've lost weight, you are at your current weight. Y'all are drinking one night, you're having some heart-to-hearts, and one of them says, "My husband's cheating. He doesn't love me anymore, and I feel miserable. I have lost all this weight. I finally look good for him, and he could care less." And you and she and the other girls have a beautiful sisterhood, supportive conversation. How are you feeling about your weight in that conversation?
It's not, doesn't even figure into the picture. I know my heart to them is kindness and love. It's just this physicalness that
Yeah.
it's a big one.
And I'm not discounting that. I really definitely want to acknowledge that. But if you, Terry, again, let's do another different thought experiment. Do this for me. Put your hands over your eyes. And I want you to imagine your friends that you're going to go see. And you're seeing them with your heart, not your eyes. And they're seeing you with their heart and not their eyes. What do you see?
Relaxation, just ease and flow, not tightness, laughter, joking around. Ease, I think the word is ease.
Before you remove your hands from your eyes, describe the feeling.
Again, so inside I feel like everything just kind of settled right down. Like I'm sitting in my stomach, like, oh, there I am.
Oh, lovely. So you could take your hands off your eyes.
So that's just it. I think I second guess and worry and anticipate so much that I make it harder than it needs. I just need to go me. I think I can't worry about the look, I can't, I have to let that part go.
So, you're human and you're a woman brought up in our culture. So, I don't want you to tell yourself, just don't let that bother you. Like, you're going to end up judging yourself because it does bother you. Like, that's going to probably happen. So, how can you just acknowledge it may bother me? I'm allowed to be bothered, and then I can let it go. And then I can get, oh, not get over, but like, put that aside for now and then just be with my beautiful friends. And I mean beautiful in the heart sense, not necessarily the visual sense.
Thank you. I just needed to talk it out and acknowledge it, because that's one thing I don't do, is I don't ask for support, for sure. And All right, I can do this, and I want to do this. Because friends are important, and
Thank you.
I'm gonna go full on cheese here.
Yeah, go.
But I believe that we have lots of different ways of seeing. We can see with our eyes, but we can also see with our hearts, with our bodies, with our energy. And so I would encourage you, whenever you, and this is so normal, it's gonna happen, whenever you get kind of up in your head and like, what are they gonna think? I'm judging myself. Love yourself for that. And then just be like, close your eyes and be like, how can I see myself and them from my heart and not my eyes?
Yes, I can do that.
Ah.
I just need to breathe. That always helps me. That breathing, taking a deep breath, is my pause that can help me do that reset. So I just have to remember to do that with them.
Yeah. Cool. When's your trip?
It's this weekend.
Have a
It's
beautiful
Friday.
time.
You're leaving. It's just getting together overnight.
Yeah. Have a beautiful time. Please
Thank
let us
you.
know how it goes in Slack. Tag me, let me know, and just send you all the love.
Thank you. Thank you very
Okay.
much.
Thank you,
Have a good
Terry.
one.
You
Bye
too.
now.
Bye. Oh, I so appreciate the opportunity to talk with Terry about that. I tell you what, everybody, that is one thing that I just love so much about coming to No BS Camp is I don't know. Maybe I'm weird. I mean, I'm definitely weird. We'll just go ahead and go with that. But like, ever since I was young, I felt like I could just, again, like you kind of put your hands over your heart, and I could see people with my heart instead of my eyes. And like, being at camp is just full of this room of amazing souls. And I very purposely still have my eyes closed because I can just see the gorgeousness of all the women in that room, of every No BS woman who is so beautiful and so kind and so giving and so loving. And I just want all of you to be able to see that for yourselves and to be able to see you the way I see you. So good. I still have two questions to answer. All right, Q&A. Anonymous says, I've been divorced for a year and a half, and I have no desire to date or have any intimacy. I keep telling myself I need to heal from 25 years of neglect. Am I hiding? I just feel no interest and can't peace for now. But I also miss being intimate. So that's a good question, Anonymous. I would say if you are healing, allow yourself to heal. If you had 25 years of neglect, you know, a year and a half is pretty, a short amount of time compared to 25 years of that. Are you hiding? Only you can know that. Are you hiding or are you healing? And I would say, kind of, what is the energy of like when you think about intimacy or dating? Is it a like play the I'm getting warmer, getting colder game? When you think about the idea of going on a date or being intimate, imagine it goes well. Even if it goes well, is it the like, oh, not ready? Okay, that's getting colder. If you're like, I mean, if it goes well, I could be interested. Like maybe we're getting warmer. And so I would continue to just encourage you to be like, how do I know if I'm hiding or healing? And like that your body will tell you, is it like I need to protect myself, or it's just like I need to nurture myself. Because healing is nurturing yourself, hiding is protecting yourself. So I would encourage you to kind of tap into what it feels like for you. And if you're not sure, you know, come on a coaching call or tap in right into Ask Coaches, and we can definitely help you through that. Okie doke. Lee says, I am mad at myself for having an 8 pound regain after being 2 pounds away from losing 50. My work situation has changed, and I've been working from home since September. So I've been trying a bunch of recipes and cooking and baking way more than I was several years. And I love to cook. I don't know how to balance all of this with stopping it enough. It tastes so good, and I spent my time and energy making it. Okay. So, first of all, you know, an 8 pound regain, the regain is made a lot harder by you being mad at yourself, by the shame and blame you're putting on yourself. So, like, you don't have to like reality, but you don't have to argue with it either. Arguing with reality is a very energy expensive way use of your time when you can just be like, here we are. I don't like it, but I don't have to argue with it. Work has changed. You're working from home. So one would guess that your kitchen is now totally available to you. What I'd really encourage you, Lee, to dial in on is like, why am I eating when I'm not hungry? No judgment, no shame. It's just, why is my brain telling me that food's a good idea right now when I'm not hungry? Because I've been working from home for, since 2015. And there are certainly times when I am more or less urgy and wanting to eat when I'm not hungry. But I see that as like a signal. It's like, oh, I don't want to work on this hard task. Or, oh, I'm really tired and would like a pick me up. And it's not about food, it's about fatigue. Or, I am just, it's the end of my week and I'm like, just done. I'm tired. And so, why do you want to eat when you're not hungry? So, that's what I'd be really curious about. And if you want some help walking through that, please write into us, write into Ask Coaches for us. Everyone, it's 7-Eleven. That's my birthday. Thanks for spending a couple more minutes with me here on our call. I was honestly like, I was like, no one's going to raise their hand. No one's going to want to talk about sex with me. Nobody ended up talking about sex with me, but I mean, a little bit, but I was a little nervous. It turned out okay. Turns out you can coach on just about anything if you just be curious and asking good questions. Lee says she's procrastinating and avoiding work. Aha. So why? And are there more creative ways other than eating that you could use to avoid work and get your brain what it really wants, which is a break? Lee, please write in to ask coaches about that and we can totally talk through it together. All right, everybody. Look at you guys. Turned out great. Thank you so much for spending some time with me on this call. I appreciate you. And ooh, fun fact, this Sunday I'm going to be ho hosting the maintenance call. So if you want to coach with me again, come hang out with me on the maintenance call this Sunday. All right, y'all, have a good night. Talk to you later. Bye.